July 24th, 2001. For Erno Erdai, the death watch had begun. In the midst of a new round of chemo, he had contracted pneumonia, and despite enormous intravenous doses of antibiotics, his lungs, already compromised by the cancer, did not seem healthy enough to recover. The doctors with whom Arthur had spoken were increasingly pessimistic. When Arthur entered the county hospital room, Erno looked very much a man about to die. He'd lost more weight since his court appearance. Several IVs ran into his arms, and his nosepiece had now been replaced by a plastic oxygen mask that clouded with each shallow breath. Pulling up a chair, Arthur gave him a second, then asked if he had heard about Genevieve. Erno nodded. "Well, shit," Arthur said. "Is it true?" "Of course," whispered Erno. "Why, I blamed Squirrel."
"Because you knew he threatened to kill the Wisa?"
"Right." Every effort at communication seemed to require a tautening of Erno's whole body, but he appeared to be tracking well. Erno was saying he'd pinned Luisa's murder on Squirrel in the first place because he'd known about the threat. Erno had killed Luisa for his own reasons, but Squirrel had made himself a scapegoat in advance. "Christ, Erno, why didn't you tell me this before?"
"Complicated." Erno waited out some kind of spasm. "But for Squirrel, me too."
"You too what?" asked Arthur. "Why would it be bad for you?"
"Tickets," said Erno. "Stole tickets too."
"You did?" Erno nodded.
"Hell, why would you do that, Erno?"
He gave his hand a disgusted little toss and looked toward the ceiling.
"Stupid," he said. "Needed money. Family problems. Was 2 years before.
Before Luisa was doing it."
"Right. Stopped. But afraid."
"You were afraid."
"Catch her. Catch me."
Erno stopped to breathe.
"Why, I went to restaurant. Stop her. Fought. Gus came with gun."
Erno closed his eyes. The rest did not bear repeating.
"So there was never an affair?"
Erno smiled thinly at the notion.
"Jesus, Erno, why didn't you say this?"
"Pension," he said. 23 years for my wife now. Better this way. All round." Better for Rami, better for him. That's what Erno meant.
"Is that all of it, Erno?"
Erdai summoned himself to a decisive nod.
"What about this guy, the Pharaoh?" Arthur asked. "Can we find him?"
"Nobody. Cheap hustler, gone for years."
"Did he have anything to do with the murders?"
"Me? Just me?" He reached between the slats of the bed rail and took Arthur's hand with fingers hot from fever.
"Your guy, not there. Completely innocent. I killed all them."
As the conversation had progressed, Arthur could feel a vacuum forming inside him. The world Erno had portrayed, Luisa in the parking lot, the lover's quarrel that followed, scenes Arthur had visualized as if he'd seen them on film, had been wiped away. Once he left the hospital, what would abide would be the fact, cold as stone, that Erno was a liar, one whose motives were perhaps no better than the grandiose pleasures that came from drawing everyone in. The last version crashed and shattered. Glued together another. Yet here in Erno's presence, Arthur could not doubt him.